to reopen or not to reopen? That is a question that starts off a new week of our down-the-middle coverage on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. Late last week, the Trump administration issued new guidelines for how the U.S. could reduce restrictions on where people can go and what they can do. It's a three-phase approach. It would start with certain businesses allowing employees to return in limited numbers, and it would eventually lead to schools, gyms, and stadiums being allowed to completely reopen. But these are federal suggestions, not federal law. And President Donald Trump says it'll be up to individual states to decide what to open back up and when. Those decisions will depend on how many coronavirus cases they have and how equipped they are to deal with them. In New York, for instance, there have been more than 240,000 cases of COVID-19, but states like Maine, Montana, and Wyoming have each recorded fewer than 1,000 cases. Many governors and health officials say testing is key to knowing who's spreading the virus and that there's still not enough of that being done across America. President Trump says his administration's working to increase testing and that the U.S. has tested more people than any other country. There have been protests in several states with people asking their governors to open things back up. One organizer says small businesses are being destroyed under the lockdowns. On the other hand, health officials have said the state closures and social distancing laws have been effective in preventing COVID-19 from spreading. So the debate pits economic concerns against health guidelines. And because the disease isn't spread evenly across America, there's no one clear policy that can be applied nationwide.